From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Iraqi State TV is reporting that a suicide bomber blew himself up near a Shiite mourners in a northern district of the Iraqi capital Baghdad Saturday, killing at least 35 people. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Men shouted and women wailed after a suicide bomber blew himself up inside a tent camp in the northern Baghdad district of Ashab, killing dozens of Shiite pilgrims and wounding scores of others. The crowd had gathered to mark the annual Shiite Ashura ritual commemorating the death of Hussein, grandson of the Prophet Muhammad. Military spokesman Colonel Saad Man told Iraqi media that the suicide bomber infiltrated the open-air market. He says that the bomber blew up a suicide belt in the crowded Shalal market among the Ashura celebrants belonging to the Bahabul tribe. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Iraq's prime minister, on a visit to government-held areas surrounding Mosul, urged Iraqis from all sectarian groups to unite to recapture the city and destroy Islamic State. Talks are underway in Switzerland Saturday in an attempt to find a diplomatic solution to the Syrian conflict. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are joined by a host of foreign ministers and the U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura. Prominent international charities called Saturday for a 72-hour ceasefire in the northern city of Aleppo's eastern neighborhood, the target of government and Russian-backed airstrikes to allow the sick and wounded to be evacuated and for food and medical aid to enter the besieged area. This is VOA News. Investigators with the Saudi-led coalition fighting Yemeni rebels said Saturday that incorrect information led to the bombing of a crowded funeral in the Yemeni capital last weekend, killing about 140 people and wounding at least 525 others. The Joint Incidents Assessment Team, JIAT, said a party affiliated to the Yemeni presidency of the General Chief of Staff provided the wrong information. JIAT said one of the coalition's warplanes bombed the wrong target, resulting in one of the most deadly strikes in the coalition's nearly 19-month bombing campaign in support of the Yemeni government's beleaguered government. The strike prompted strong international criticism, even from Saudi Arabia's closest Western allies. Nearly 200 of the world's nations have reached a historic agreement to reduce greenhouse gases used in refrigerators and air conditioners, a major step in the fight against climate change. The agreement was announced Saturday at a climate meeting in Rwanda. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was there before heading for Switzerland.
It's a monumental step forward that addresses the needs of individual nations, but it will give us the opportunity to reduce the warming of the planet by an entire half a degree centigrade. It represents multilateral patience and diplomacy and efforts over a long period of time.
Factory-made hydrofluorocarbon gases, or HFCs, were introduced decades ago as an alternative to ozone-depleting chemicals, but turned out to be the cause of global warming. Their danger has risen as the sales of refrigerators and air conditioners have soared in emerging countries like China and India. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has accused the media of influencing the November 8th presidential election in favor of Democratic rival Hillary Clinton, as he continues to deny multiple allegations of sexual misconduct. Trump has said repeatedly that Clinton should be jailed for her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. After an investigation, the FBI director announced in July that charges against Clinton were not appropriate. In this home stretch of the presidential race, Clinton has extended her lead over Trump in national polls. Police in northern India say a stampede early Saturday outside a Hindu temple killed at least 19 people. The stampede took place when a larger-than-expected crowd of devotees of an Indian guru gathered at the Uttar Pradesh state. Police started turning back people from an overcrowded bridge, triggering rumors about the devotees that the bridge had collapsed, causing throngs of people to run for safety. Join us for more news at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.